Have you ever wondered what would happen to your body if you did 100 push-ups for 30 days in a row? Well, if you have ever wondered that and you want to know the answer to that, then you're in the right place. Because I, Rylan Banis, the host of this show, have done this challenge myself not too long ago and I have received the results. So what you can look forward to in this episode is I'm going to be covering some do's, don'ts, common mistakes and exclusive secrets if you listen to the end, so that you can maximize your gains for if and when you were to attempt this challenge yourself. Now, before we continue, I need to mention that this is not my idea. I have been inspired by Jose Zuniga, aka Teaching Men's Fashion on YouTube. I'll leave the link to his Instagram and his actual video in the show notes below if you want to check that out. So you can check this out after this podcast. And I'll leave my Instagram link in the description as well. My transformation is up on there. So after listening to this beautiful episode, you can definitely go out there and check out my transformation to see for yourself. All right. One last disclaimer before we begin is that I am not a fitness expert. I am just a regular kid. And everything I say in this podcast is from personal experiences. Some knowledge I picked up from here and there. And so make sure everything that I say in this podcast, make sure you take it with a grain of salt and do your due research before blindly following anything. All right. So now before beginning, let's begin with my height, right? My height is 6 feet. I'm 6 feet tall and my weight is 60 kilograms. Okay. And some other fitness terms that would pertain to me would be I'm skinny, commonly known as heart gainer or an ectomorph. Okay. So the majority of the advice that I will give in this podcast regarding this challenge will be people who are similar to my body type, but others who are not of my type, don't worry. I have some general advice for everybody listening to this if you were to use this challenge. Okay, so let's begin with how the challenge progressed. All right, 7 days into the challenge, I realized I had very low stamina, low endurance, and I was barely making the 100 mark. It was difficult for me. And something that was common was during my last third or fourth reps for reaching every set, I was having really bad form. As I said, I was barely making it. Also that I noticed while I made 1.5 weeks into the challenge was that my triceps were on fire. Most amateurs of us just pick up dumbbells and start doing dumbbell curls and, you know, expect our biceps because we don't know how fitness works, how muscles works, etc. So that's like some common mistakes that most people do. So we don't want to do that, right? So when I did these push-ups, I was actually targeting my triceps. It's a good exercise for triceps as well. So I was feeling the fire in the triceps, right? So that was a really good thing. And I for the mentioning of this challenge, I only did push-ups, okay? As in the exercise, only 100 push-ups. First of all, it's a bad choice. So let me explain. If you only do push-ups, you tend to create muscle imbalance. So does that make sense? Because push-ups is a compound calisthenics exercise which targets mainly muscles of your upper body, such as your shoulders, your back, your triceps, yes, and your chest, right? So it's that. But if you exclude other exercises like your core, your legs, your abs, you tend to create muscle imbalances. The push-up exercise, as the name says, is a pushing exercise, and you want push-pull legs, right? So you want to maintain all of your strengths. That is your pushing movement, your pulling movement. That is pull-ups oriented, your rows and all that. And your legs, right? So you don't want to create muscle imbalances. The reason why I did this was to just find out, only to see how much push-ups would affect my body, right? If I would add other exercises, that would definitely improve my results. I knew it. But I just wanted to see, isolating the push-up exercise, how much it itself would give me the difference. Yes, as I said again, it was a really bad choice. I will explain to you further in this podcast why you should not do it. Let's cover nutrition, all right? Now, diet is very, very crucial no matter what you're doing in every, not only in your day-to-day life, but especially when you're in fitness and you're exercising. Now, diet will differ from person to person, body type, fitness goals, and so forth, okay? So, for my case, I'm an ectomorph and I have high metabolism, okay? In simplest terms to explain my condition would be that I eat a ton of food, like a lot of food, and I don't put on weight, right? I don't get fat. So there are many aunties that will just keep asking me and taunting me like, why do you eat so less? You're so skinny, right? But how do I explain to them that I eat legit more than them, but because of my high metabolism, I'm not able to put on weight, right? Now there are two sides to every situation. So I guess the good side would be like, I can eat tons of food and I won't get fat, right? So that's a pro. The con would be, again, it is difficult for us ectomorphs, heart gainers, to put on weight, and especially muscle. We have to work extra hard. So for my condition, as I said, I need to be on a caloric surplus, aka eat more food than usual consistently, and with coupled with adequate rest and proper workouts to build muscle or to create sufficient and optimal situation for muscle building. When I say eat more or be on a caloric surplus, let me be specific. I know eat more, obviously, duh, means eat more, but it also means, like, to be more clear, means to exclude all junk food, processed foods, and added sugars. You can eat tons of this food, but because they lack the nutrients you need, they are not going to fuel your muscles when you're working out and your exercises in your gym to fuel your results, right? So you want to exclude this, and instead you want to eat less processed food and include more non-processed foods, fruits, vegetables, nuts, etc., and overall basically a well-balanced diet that will support you and fuel you with all the nutrients that you need. Okay, all right, so all of my fitness nerds, you know that I've gone so deep into the podcast and I haven't mentioned the word protein till now. So without any further ado, let's just introduce protein to the people who don't know what it is. All right, you might have heard the word protein a lot. It is, said it as a meme and everywhere, right? A lot of fitness people use it. So we don't know. Okay, so let me explain for the new beginners what does protein actually mean and how important it is. Okay, protein is a macronutrient like carbs and fats. All right. Unlike most other nutrients, protein is the most important nutrient because it helps in the muscle building process. Now, what foodstuffs can you expect to get protein from? All your animal products, fish products, oats, nuts, legumes, soy and tofu products, etc. All right, I guess most products do contain protein, but the protein is very, very minimal. The products I just mentioned are high in protein, so if you're looking to get protein, these are the stuff you should consume. Okay. There are some other alternatives also if you're a vegan or you don't eat non-veg stuff, but so I'm just saying the general stuff, okay? I'm not saying that it is impossible to build muscle in the absence of protein, but it is rather very, very difficult. So, and it doesn't hurt to consume some protein, right? I mean, you're supposed to consume protein. And okay, so how do we become big? How do we gain muscle? Okay, what does that work? Let me introduce you the term hypertrophy, okay? Hypertrophy is the when let me explain in the simplest terms. Okay, when your muscles undergo tension during a rigorous exercise or a workout, they tend to break. Okay, the muscles are made up of fibers, very very small fibers. They break, and when they and as always they rejoin, they rebuild. But whenever they come back, they join, they become bigger and they become stronger. So the same amount of force won't be able to break it. In a practical example, when you see people joining the gym, they're usually skinny and small, but over a period of time, they gain size. That is, they become bigger, right? Because they're lifting weights breaks their muscles. Excluding all the factors aside, just skipping, what would happen is that over a period of time, their muscles will become big, right? They broke and they join, and when they join, they become bigger than the previous time, and this keeps on happening. So that's why they gain size. And not only that, it's just not about the muscle itself, but their strength also increases. If you notice, the amount of weight they started with is also increased with their time in the gym, right? So those are the two benefits and which happens with hypertrophy. And you need to understand why people buy protein powders, right? It's very efficient form. It's basically protein in its simplest form, which can be easily consumed with most people consume it with water, or you can have it with any preference of liquid, right? It is very, very easy to consume. Now, do I condone you to go and buy protein powders? No, absolutely not. Okay, you should do your research, but I don't consume any protein at the moment. Protein powder, to be specific. Okay, now let me explain why it is easier. Why did I mention it efficient, and why are we going in this circle? Okay, let me explain. When I say protein is efficient and you need to have protein, and protein is very important in the muscle building process, there is a standard number of intake that you need to have protein per day so that you get the optimum muscle building, right? Let me explain. In the science world, and many studies have shown that you need to add 0.8 grams or at anywhere around that range to 1.6 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight, right? Now there are many studies, again, do your due research, but the minimum I've read is 0.8 grams of protein, okay, and the highest is 1.6 grams per kilogram of body weight. I know this is to get a high to take in, so I'll explain with an example. If you're a beginner, obviously let's begin with the least, right? To 0.8 grams, okay, that's protein. Now multiply that with per kilogram of body weight. Now I am 60 kilograms, right? So 0.8 into 60 would give me 48 grams. So 48 grams of protein will be my daily protein intake. Now, Rylan, how do I calculate protein? How do I know how much protein is there? First of all, you need to understand that you will find high amounts of protein in the protein products which I just mentioned, like your animal products, your eggs, etc., etc., all those stuff. So once you understand what stuffs contain protein, all you need to do is Google that stuff, and you just search how much protein in eggs, right? So I'll give another example. I consume 3 eggs a day, okay? I just need to search, hey Google, how much protein is then 1 egg, right? To be specific. And it is now I've already calculated it. It is 6 grams. It will tell you that. I eat 3 eggs a day. That is 3 into 6. That is 18 grams. So my daily goal is 48 grams. If you minus 18 from that, I'm left with 30 grams. So basically, 18 grams of my daily protein intake is covered by 3 eggs. That 3 eggs can be obviously your boiled egg, fried egg, half fry, the way however you consume it. Okay. The rest of the protein, that is the 30 grams left, again, these are all figures relative to me. You need to multiply 0.8 with your body weight and then consume whatever protein sources you consume, calculate that and make sure that you consume that much amount of protein so that you have the required protein. It's very difficult to build muscle, as I said, in the absence of protein. And if you're not building and you're putting effort, so that's the reason why you're not putting on muscle, okay? Okay, the rest of where is the 30 grams do I consume from to fulfill my calorie goal? My protein goal. I consume the rest of it from animal and fish products and your oats and nuts during lunch and dinner and throughout the day as with my other meals, all right? Now, why did I spend so much time explaining all of this in a podcast where you just came to understand that what would only 100 push-ups do 100 push-ups a day for 30 days? Now, you need to understand, I did this mainly for two reasons, okay? One, I knew most of y'all are not too smart, and I mean, not to offend you, but y'all are just into the exercising part, and many of y'all neglect that. Y'all would just go and bust out like jocks all the push-ups right there, and you'll wonder where the progress is. That's why I needed to mention all of this, because you cannot avoid the diet. It will stunt your progress, and it happened to me also. That's why the second reason comes in. It was the context for my story. It hurt me really bad, my progress, because I focused on my diet, but I had limitations. Now let me explain what I'm talking about. See, if you're listening to this currently, we are undergoing a global lockdown, aka quarantine, because of this COVID-19. You need to understand, there is a very shortage of availability of food and even the quantity of it. So I was not able to buy the food which I particularly wanted, especially protein sources. And even if I was able to purchase it, I was not able to consume it in higher quantities because there is families to feed and there is a shortage of food. You need to understand the situation. So because of that, I was not able to stick to my daily protein intake and I was in a caloric deficit. Because there was not sufficient food, I was eating lesser than usual just to maintain food because we don't know whether the shops will be open, so we have to eat conservatively. So I was in a caloric deficit. So I was not sticking to my goal. So my first recommendation to you would be to basically attempt this challenge if you want to attempt this challenge after the lockdown, where you'll have an availability of and a variety of food choices so that this won't be a problem to you, all right? You don't want diet to stop you. And trust me, they say abs are built in the kitchen and all that. Basically, so you can work hard as much as you want. But if you're eating junk food, you will get zero. I mean, literally zero results. That's how important a diet is in, fueling the muscles with all the necessary nutrients. Another factor that I want to bring into this equation is that I performed all my reps in the perfect form. Not this shitty rep, just moving up and down, jumping around, wibbly wobbly body. No, I performed them perfectly. My tempo was fast to mention. I performed them perfectly, but I just did them faster. How did I break this 100 push-ups? No, I did not do 100 push-ups in a row. That's not in my fitness capability. So I initially, on the first day of the challenge, when I started it, I decided to split them into 25 decline push-ups, 25 regular push-ups, and 50 incline push-ups. The moment the first day ended, I realized this wasn't challenging enough for me. I just realized this wasn't. So if I would continue with this challenge and do something that was not challenging enough, I knew I wouldn't receive results. I need to make something and do something that would be challenging. So I did. I changed this setup and I changed it to 50 decline push-ups and made it harder and 50 regular push-ups and just excluded incline push-ups out of the picture because I was too advanced for that. So I kept it as 50 decline, 50 regular for the rest of the challenge and I performed it that way. Now, the most important thing that I forgot to address and the reason why I don't know, okay, let me address the reason why I adopted this challenge and the reason I attempted this challenge in the first place. As I said again, I'm skinny, I'm an ectomorph, I'm a heart gainer, so I have a really flat chest. So my intent with this was to, target the chest and, get a more 3D chest, a more dynamic chest, like how most people have. And I feel like push-ups is a really good exercise which targets the chest along with other muscles. And some specific variations of the push-up also target the chest very well. So that was my intent when targeting the chest with this use of this push-up challenge. Now I know it's been a long streak of me talking, so I'll take a short break. Till then, you can hear a message from our sponsors, and I'll be back with the secrets that you need to know to excel in this push-up challenge. Now let's cover some changes that you will notice, and specifically the changes I noticed while during performing this challenge over this third period of 30 days. My strength and my endurance went skyrocketed. Like, I will explain to you more in depth when I go over the numbers, but my strength gains and my endurance just skyrocketed. Another thing that skyrocketed was the amount of rest time I needed, and recovery fell down way down. Does that make sense? Like, I didn't need that much time to recover, so my rest time reduced between sets. Earlier, in the beginning of this challenge, I was, because I had low stamina, low strength and all, I had to, you know, and I needed more rest. I was splitting the entire 100 push-ups into different sets, as I said, throughout the day, so that I would have enough rest. At the end of the, throughout half the challenge, I realized I was becoming strong enough. So I was ended up doing all of them in the morning itself, or basically in one bunch, because I did not need as much rest as I needed in the beginning of the challenge. That is what I meant by reduced rest time and increased strength. Let's get to the numbers that you have all been waiting to hear. Okay. Earlier, my number of decline pushups and regular pushups I was able to do in a row were varied from 23 to 25 pushups. All right. At the end of this challenge, now that I've tried, I can easily hit 50 reps in a row in both my regular push-ups and decline push-ups. If you are for you nerds who wanted the numbers, okay? Okay, now let's discuss some don'ts, alright? Because I know a lot of you will do some mistakes, okay? Before I hit 60 kilograms, that is the weight you heard in this podcast, I was at 55 kilograms. Majority of my life, I have been like at 55 kilograms because I didn't know what to eat and how to eat, and my diet had been poor and I was not eating enough. So that's why I've been stuck at 55 for a lot of years. But when I consciously decided to change and eat something that's, as I said, non-processed, to eat non-processed and a well-balanced diet, and to eat a lot of it, be on a caloric surplus, I was successfully able to put on weight quickly and reach 60 kgs, right? Now that's particularly for my condition. You may be a mesomorph and you may be an endomorph, okay? So you have to see what it is and do your research according to your body type and see how much more or less you have to eat, all right? Okay, now what happened is that, as I said, I was with this, on course of my journey, I built my way from 55 to 60 kilograms. But at the end of the challenge, when I checked my weight, it came down to 58. Now, unlike most people listening who usually have a little bit more mass and more weight, and they're trying to put down weight a lot of the time, for my case, that's not the case. I need to put on weight. So for me, it was not a good thing. It was a negative side effect. I needed to put on weight. So this will sound funny. This will literally sound funny, but this is the results of the challenge. I ended up losing muscle instead of putting on after this challenge. So can you understand? I'm going to really elaborate. Can you understand how important diet is? If you did 3000 push-ups like how I did, and you would expect to see more muscle, but you didn't, because I didn't, because of my situation, I did it in and all these mistakes. I will tell you just now, in just a couple of seconds, these 7 secrets you will need, all right? But can you understand how important diet is and how much I because of my situation got neglected, and that's what I lost muscle, if not anything. I became a little bit more skinnier. Okay, so let me explain. Muscles don't build in the gym. That's right. Muscles don't build in the gym. They break there, and the rebuilding process of them becoming bigger and stronger, they becoming stronger and bigger occur when you rest. So let me explain the last few concepts which I have before getting into the last 7 secrets which you need while leaving this podcast, all right? You have heard what hypertrophy does, right? That is the breaking of muscle. But for it to heal, you need at least 1 day of rest, like, you know, 24 hours before, like in a 48-hour period. While I was doing this challenge, it is the same movement over and over again, doing 100 reps of it consistently. So initially, I was sore. As I said, I could feel my chest, I could feel my triceps. But over a period of time, because I'm doing the same movement over and over again, my muscles got used to it, the muscle memory. So I was doing it like a robot. If you've been following me on Instagram and watching my stories, you must have realized I was doing it so, like, in a robotic manner. There was no dynamicity because I was got used to it. Another problem with this challenge is that rest is non-existent, as I said. You need rest. But if you're doing it every day, every single day in a row for 30 days, you are not getting rest, and that is bad. So I'll tell you more about that. And now let's get straight into what you need to what and what you came here for. Okay, so I've spoken a lot of topics, and we have branched and we have covered a lot of topics. But what is it that you can take away successfully? All these seven secrets that I'm about to mention is exactly what you need. Like, I've summarized them into seven secrets. All right, first, protein intake. I cannot, emphasize enough. No matter you're an ectomorph, endomorph, whatever you are, if you're building muscle, you have to have your protein. So make sure you get your daily protein, and make sure you calculate it, and make sure you consume your daily protein. Otherwise, you will have a very tough time putting on muscle. Secret number two, proper rest. Don't just get into this challenge like how I did for the fad of doing it for 30 days. It will do you more harm than good. Have adequate rest. If you're feeling sore, okay, take a day off, heal, but make sure you go on the next day fresh. Don't keep on making your muscles sore by going again and again like I did. It will just stunt your progress. Did you understand? So again, the second tip is to make sure you provide your body with adequate rest. Third tip is more specific to my ectomorphs or my hard gainer friends who have a tough time putting muscle or weight, anything. Is to be on a caloric surplus. That is to build muscle and to put on weight. If you are skinny, you have to consistently be on a caloric surplus. That is eat more. If you do not eat, you will not put on muscle. That is the one good. I wouldn't say the good, but that would be the condition for us ectomorphs to build muscle. Tip number four: do something challenging. For me, 100 reps was a rep count which was challenging for me, so I chose that. All right, for you, maybe you're not able to do 100 reps. All right, I know, maybe everybody is of different fitness levels. Some of you maybe can do more than 100, than me, and some of you can do less than 100, like different. So if it's 50 for you, 25 for you, whatever it may be, do something. Make sure you do something, but it is challenging. See, as I told you, I was also doing only 25 in a row, but because of doing this consistently, I was able to take it up to 50, almost twice. So no matter where you are, whether you're doing 25 or 50, it doesn't matter how much you can do. Make sure you do so that it will, again, progress will come. Fifth tip, perfect form only. I don't want you to perform your shitty reps wherein your body and your hip is flying all over the place, your hip is sagging, your back is arched. No. Make sure you watch some proper YouTube videos on how to perform the push-up correctly in the perfect form, and get to know exactly your hand placements, hip placements, and all the tips you need. All right, I would explain, but it's an audio platform, so it's very difficult for you to visualize. Quality over quantity. I don't care if you're not able to do 20 push-ups. Okay, even if you're able to do five perfect push-ups. All right, five perfect form push-ups. That will be better than your 20 shitty reps. Numbers mean nothing in the fitness world. All right, nothing. It's always a quality over quantity. Five proper push-ups will give you that much benefit that 20 push-ups will not be able to, those shitty ones. Sixth, mind-muscle connection. This is very, very important. It's not just about, okay, I have to do push-ups, get on the floor, and start busting out the movement. No, that is not how you gain muscle. Two, mind-muscle connection is to consciously feel the muscle that you're doing. So when you're doing, if you need to contract the chest, contract your triceps, contract your back, the eccentric portion of the movement, and feel the muscle that you're doing. It's not just about performing the movement, right? It's about feeling. Can you feel the stress in the muscle when you're doing a dumbbell curl? It's for the biceps. Can you feel the pain in the bicep? Can you feel it being stressed? Can you feel it under tension? Yes, then it is targeting the bicep. Similarly, when you're doing the push-up, you have to feel it in the particular exercise for the desired muscles. That is a mind-muscle connection. Seventh and the final tip, it's very, very important. This will really help you. It is to focus on other muscles. We don't want muscle imbalances that will, stunt your growth, and it will just change your overall structure. That is very, very bad. We don't want that. So make sure when you're doing this challenge, couple your this push-ups with your other full body workouts and do your ab workouts as well. Don't just do push-ups because you don't want to create muscle imbalances. Treat all of your muscles equally. We don't want to make some muscles stronger than the other, which will lead into medical injuries, etc. So if you made it till the end, you have officially received the benefits that I had to offer. And thank you so much for staying till the end. And one last thing, I know, you might be still wondering why was it so long, but you need to understand, this is not a blog or a YouTube video where, like, a 10-minute YouTube video where you just bounce in and just get out. This is a podcast, a platform wherein I'm able to dive in deep, and I was able to show you the A to Z of such a challenge so that you can receive the complete benefits. Wanted you to know everything there is possible to know that is in my awareness, so that you can get the maximum results and you can get maximum gains, right? I don't want it. See, if you would have gone into some YouTube video, you could have gotten it, but due to the lack of time, you would have missed out on some tips. But I made sure to give you everything you need to know. And I promise, if you follow everything I said in this, from my experience, you will absolutely get, you know, more muscles than me, and we can get more gains if you follow my tips and be smart about it. If you really found this podcast valuable and you're able to take something really valuable, whether you're a beginner, an amateur, or an advanced, or whatever, whoever, whichever fitness level you are, and you're really able to get something really knowledgeable that you didn't know before, please do me a short favor. Just follow me on Spotify. I produce really relatable and informative content on this platform. And make sure you follow me on Instagram, because I post a lot of lit content, exclusive teasers for my podcast if you are interested in that. And as always, if you want to check it, my transformation, how do I look after this challenge, will be on my Instagram as well. And without any further ado, I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had a really lot of time fun making this one. And it's me, Ralin Manis, signing off. And peace.